Our next guest is walking. Rory Best is currently on a walk, indeed miles to Mayo, where he will walk in total over about 300 kilometres across 8 counties to raise €2 million for Daisy Lodge in Cong. And Daisy Lodge in Cong is just going to be an absolutely wonderful facility, providing therapeutic restorative breaks for dedicated and a dedicated centre for children as well. But he's currently leaving Gort to arrive into Galway today, and I do believe we're going to join him on the line at this stage. Rory, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Have you some people with you? You have?
We have, yeah. I'm sort of aware. We have a good group this morning, so we've just had a service user, and young Shane, he's just left us. Unfortunately, he was in the wheelchair, so we pushed out of Galway with him.
Wow.
So we did, and we had... yeah, so it was great to chat to him and his sister Ruby and his mum. And then we have guys from the Cromer Group, one of the sponsors of the Shearwater Hotel where we are on Thursday night. So they're with us, Paul Marshall is down. And Aidan Hart, the Galway hurler, is with us. So Joe Canning a couple of days ago, so he's now trying to put into perspective.
Yeah.
The lies, I think Joe was telling me about how great he was.
you're leaving Gort now and you're coming to Galway City then. So what time do you reckon, Rory, will you arrive in the city?
Yeah, so our estimated time into Air Square is 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
So we're looking forward to that. Well, I'm very much looking forward to that because that's the point where we get to stop for the day.
Yeah, but you're coming in the old road in then. You're coming from Gort into, and you'll be going through Clearn Bridge and Kilcolgan Clearn Bridge into Oranmore in the Coast Road.
Into Oranmore, yeah.
In the Coast Road.
So we're sort of due to be in, we're due to be in Oranmore about 3 p.m. So we are, and then do that last couple of hours into Galway.
You're great to do it, by the way. I'm not blowing smoke or I'm not patronising. Fair play to you for taking time out of life to do something like this for those less well off.
I think that I'm a big believer that, you're very privileged to, for a long time, to play the sport you love and, to have played at the highest level.
Yeah.
And it gives you a profile that people look up to and, during your career, but also now when you've a bit more time and you retire. It's important to use that profile to do something meaningful.
Mm.
And this cancer is something that we have been really, really lucky as a family. We haven't had to use. But it doesn't mean that you're one phone call away from needing the support services and the respite services that Cancer Fund for Children offer. So look, it's really important that you do something meaningful with that profile. And to go and do this with the team has been brilliant, knowing that the benefits that you see in Daisy Lodge, Newcastle, knowing that we can get something even bigger and better in Cong and County Mayo and make sure that every family that is going through this horrible process has somewhere to go and be a family unit again.
Yeah. I was in Cong on Sunday last, just pulled up for a cup of tea and for a walk and that. So they're awaiting your arrival, so they are. They have the flags and they're the flags out, so they have, and... So they're waiting for you there. So you're on the way from Gort. So if anybody's coming up the old Limerick Road you'll be coming into Laban, then going through Laban, you'll be coming into Kilcolgan. You'll be coming into Kilcolgan. You'll be coming into Clarence Bridge, and then but if anybody sees you on the road, blow the horn if you're passing by, and make a donation as well. What's the best way for them to make donations, Rory?
So there's a couple of ways. If you're driving past. We are walking, there's a big group of us, we're walking with buckets. We also have little cards with QR codes on it. And Rory's Mile 2 Mayo, the number 2.com. So Rory's Mile 2 Mayo.com. You'll find ways to donate directly. There's also a nice little section where you can do your own fundraising ideas as clubs, schools, community groups, whatever it looks like.
Mm.
So every penny helps. And every penny gets us closer to getting the building completed. Sorry, I'm just walking up a hill here again. I'm out of breath.
I'm amazed that you can walk and talk at the same time. I'd have to pull up, so I would, but the clock is ticking, Rory, so you have to keep going from there. So if anybody's coming in the old Limerick Road, keep blowing the horn, lads. You must be listening to us. Keep blowing the horn, and I know you're leaving Galway then tomorrow, and you're heading for Headford and onwards. And what day will you get into Cong?
So Thursday. So Galway.
Tomorrow.
Galway today. And then we're doing that walk tomorrow. We're going from Galway to Galway to Cong tomorrow. That'll finish us. So we're nearly there.
Nearly there. And are you going to stay a few nights in Cong to rest the body and the bones?
No, we're Thursday night. We're back to. So we start very early on Thursday, and then we head across the Shearwater Thursday night. Wow. In Ballinasloe for a black tie dinner. And we are, so that'll mark the end of it. So, and then I will head home. It'd be nice to get home and put the feet up for a day or two.
I'd say no, by the time the function is finished in the Shearwater Hotel, the black tie event on Thursday, you will fall into a bed and you'll have to be woken at some stage on Friday morning and be told to go home, Mr. Best. Please just go home. Yeah. You'll be well tired.
Yeah, I think that'll be running on fumes by that stage, but that show will make it such a great cause.
Yeah.
You find the energy from somewhere.
We're all with you, so we are, Rory. Listen, hopefully, I'm on the road to Dublin today, so I'll be the other side, but I hope that the people of Galway will come out, certainly when coming in towards the city and Ormore and all of that. Come out and walk with Rory. And can they track you online? What's the best place to find out where you are?
Yeah, on the website, I think, is the best way to kind of see. It gives checkpoints, and on the social media pages, Instagram, Cancer Fund for Children Instagram, and Facebook pages, it shows the maps with a few sort of points in time where we're going to be and some rough ETAs for that.
Yeah. So just give us a website address then again there.
It's Cancer Fund for Children's Instagram, Facebook pages,
good on
which you. I think is just that, Cancer Fund for Children.